when the doctor opened the door, he looked over and saw the old sea captain. That is, he looked old because he had a beard, holding Bowie's hand, and there was a big smile on Bowie's face. He slowly closed the door. He says, "Well, Mr. Woodworth, I think we might have a boy that's going to be all right." Skeeter heard it. He said, "Are you sure?" He says, "When a boy will smile, as sick as he was, he's bound to get better." He says, "I'll come back later." "Thank you, doctor," yelled Mr. Woodworth as the doctor went down the steps. He said, "Oh, this is the happiest day." He said, "Jackie," he said, "we ought to celebrate." He says, "Having Bowie getting well is celebration enough for me." He says, "You know," he said, "Jackie, Mo guy," he said, "I think we need a score to settle with somebody." Jackie looked at him, "With who?" He said, "At Hugo Barnes." He said, "You know they're moving furniture in front of their door?" He says, "What for?" He said, "Because I led him to believe, our Mo guy did, that he was going to come in and scalp him." "Oh, you didn't." "Mo guy did." He says, "Well," he says, "maybe we should go down there." He says, "Come on." So they went down to Hugo's door and pounded. Skeeter said, "Hey, Mo guy, say, let me in." Mo guy say, "Let me in. Me now scalp him." "For today, dear." He says, "Cut that out." He said, "Get your shoulder against this." He said, "They'll start pushing pretty soon." Jackie says, "Let's start pushing." So they began to push and push, and slowly the furniture began to move. He says, "Horse," he says, "push." He said, I am. He said, I'm going to get out of here. He said, "Let's jump out the window." He says, "You'll break your neck." He said, "Well, you fell out the window and didn't." He said, "Yeah, but I fell in the bushes." Finally, Skeeter could hardly keep from laughing, and he began to giggle. Hugo Barnes listened. Jackie started laughing. Mo guy giggled. I scalp you. He said, "That sounds awful strange to me." He says, "Yeah, the three of them are out there." He says, "Let's keep the furniture here anyway, just in case." Finally, Mr. Woodworth came by. He says, "Oh, boys, what's going on?" Nothing, sir. He said, "We were just going in and wanted to ask Hugo about something, and he doesn't seem to be home." "Oh, well, did you knock?" "Well," Mr. Woodward knocked at the door. Hugo yelled, "I said, more furniture." "So what was that?" "I don't know, sir." He said, "Every time you knock, they say more furniture." "I said, that's strange." He knocked again, and Hugo yelled, "More furniture, horse! I'm coming, I got everything up there, including the pillows." Mr. Woodward says, "That's very strange." He knocked again. He said, "Hugo Barnes, horse, open the door." Horace listened. He said, that's Mr. Woodward. He said, "We better get this back in place." He said, "He's coming for inspection." So the furniture began to move back and forth, and all of the scoot and so forth. And finally, "Just a minute." And finally, they had everything all done and scooted everything under the bed that was in the way. And finally, Hugo smiled. "Yes, Mr. Woodworth?" He said, "What's going on in here?" "Oh, nothing, sir. We were just cleaning up the room." "Oh?" He looked around and put his hand on the dresser for dust. "Very good." Finally, he started to leave. He says, "Well, when I knocked, I heard somebody say, move the furniture." "Oh, well, we were just rearranging it. Do you like the arrangement?" Mr. Woodward said, "Well, yes, it's very nice." Until, as he started to leave, out of the corner of his eye, he saw something sticking out from under the bed. And he looked, he said, "There seems to be something under the bed that is very unusual." And finally, Horace remembered that he threw everything under the bed that he couldn't get in the closet, including clothes and all. Mr. Woodward went over there and pulled the spread back, and stuffed under the bed was just about everything he could find, shoes and everything. This is the way you keep house? Yeah, yes, sir. He says, you know better than this. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir, said Hugo. Hugo Barnes, this is going to cost you a demerit. You know I must report this to the headmaster. Yes, sir. He says, I'm sorry, sir. He said, I guess we were in a big hurry. You must have been. He said, and I'm going to be in a big hurry to report this to the headmaster. So it was reported to the headmaster as a demerit for Hugo Barnes, which didn't make it too good for his record. The next few days, Bowie began to get better and better and better, and before long, he was walking up and down the hall getting exercise, and of course, no one was happier than Skeeter and Jackie and Mogai, and of course, Hugo Barnes, because when he finally saw him up and walking, he knew that his scalp was on again for at least a while. So the boys were sitting in one evening doing their schoolwork, and all of a sudden Skeeter threw down his pencil. He said, Jackie, he said, we're out of our minds. He said, now what? He said, it's way past Friday. He said, well, I know that. He said, it's the middle of the following week. I know that. He said, we were supposed to go home. He says, I know that too. He said, then why aren't we home? He said, because I've been doing a lot of thinking, Skeeter. He says, you know, he said, we would be running out on Tom and Nancy and everybody if we just came home. We'd be quitters, that's what we'd be. He said, Jackie, but you're not going to stay in this place, are you? He says, yes, I am. He says, you know something, Skeeter, I kind of like it. He said, Jackie, you're sick. No, I'm not. He says, you can go if you want to. Without you? She said, I wouldn't go without you, Jackie. He said, well, then you better plan to stay. He smiled. He said, you know, Jackie, I kind of like it too. He said, you know what I'd miss? I'd miss Bowie in Brandface. He said, he's teaching me how to wiggle my ears. I'd never learn that, would I? He says, yeah, that's why you're coming to school, Skeeter. He said, really? He said, no. Finally, down the hall, Hugo and Horace were talking also. Hugo was pacing the floor. He said, that little greenhorn, he says, I'm going to get even. And that Jackie and Mo guy, he says, those guys, he said, I'm going to get them. Hey, Hugo, he says, you get the worst end of the deal. Every time you try something with that little guy, he said, he gets the best of you. Not this time, he isn't. He says, I'm going to dream up something that'll really cook his goose. He said, I didn't know we were going to cook gooses. He said, that's just an expression. So the next day, when the boys were reporting to dinner, they looked into the kitchen, and as the boys went by, they could look in there, they saw this huge cake. And this belonged to the headmaster because it was his birthday the next day. And every day, every time the headmaster had a birthday, they put it on a big table, and everybody got a piece of the cake. So the boys all knew that tomorrow was a big day because they would be served cake. As Hugo and Horace went by the cake going out, Hugo stopped. He said, hey, Horace. He says, how would you like some of that cake tonight?
Well, he said, you can't have cake tonight.
He says, maybe we will. He says, just maybe we will. That evening after supper, when they finished their chores, the boys went up to their room to work. They had homework to do. Bowie came in, says, hi. He said, hey, Bowie. He said, just one Bowie. He said, how is you? He said, I'm all right. He says, I forgot to thank you, he says, about everything. And finally, Bowie, he says, and my father, he says, he went back to his boat, and he says, he's got a whole new ship. He's going to have us come out if you want to, Skeeter, you and me and Jackie and Mogai, all of them on the boat. He said, and he left me a present. He said, yeah, what was under that thing? He says, come on, I'll show you. So they went down the hall and into Bowie's room, and there on this dresser was some kind of a box or something with a cloth over it. He said, what's under there? He said, you'll be surprised. Take it off. Skeeter took it off, and there was a parrot. Hey, he said, your dad brought you that? He says, yeah. He says, what do you call him? Oh, I don't know. He said, you have a name, Skeeter? He said, well, you could call him Annabella. Oh, that's not a good name. Jackie and all of them stood around, began to stick their fingers in, and the parrot would pick at them. And finally, he said, Polly, want a cracker? Polly, want a cracker? He said, you don't want a cracker. And finally, Bowie smiled. He says, hey, that's a good name. What is? He says, Crackers. He said, yeah, that would be a pretty name. He says, yeah, Crackers. Skeeter looked at him. He says, does he say anything? Oh, once in a while. Once in a while, he says words that aren't very nice. Oh. He said, he must have learned them from the sailors, huh? I guess so. He said, but we'll teach him better. We'll teach him better. So that evening, when Skeeter and Jackie were doing their homework, Brandface and Bowie were trying to teach the parrot some nicer words. And at the same time, Hugo Barnes and Horace were dreaming up a new scheme. Hugo was telling Horace, he says, Horace, how would you like to have a piece of that delicious cake right now?
Oh, yeah. He said, sure, who wouldn't?
He says, would you like a piece now? The two of us will go down and get a piece. Hey, he said, that, you can't do that. He says, look, I have it all planned out. We sneak downstairs. We get a piece of the cake. We take a few crumbs and drop them right up to Skeeter and Jackie's door. They get the blame. We get the cake. Hey, you're smart, Hugo. He says, I've got brains. I use them. He says, how about it? He says, sure. He says, we get the cake and they get the blame. So they waited. They took their shoes off. Hugo looked at Horace. He says, now real quietly. They opened the door. It was past 9 o'clock, lights out. Jackie and Skeeter and all of them were in bed. They opened the door and started down the steps, in past Mr. Woodward's door, into the dining hall, into the kitchen, and there was the cake. They took the knife and cut two big pieces out of it. And as they left, here and there they'd drop a crumb, all the way up to the steps, right to Skeeter's door and Jackie's door. And then they went into theirs and sat down and began to laugh and eat the cake.
Ah, boy, this is something. He says, we get the cake, they get the blame. He says, you go. He says, you're smart.
He says, sure. He says, stick around me. He said, I told you I'd get even with that Skeeter. So the next morning, bright and early, it sounded like a tornado hit the kitchen. There was screaming and yelling, and Mr. Woodward came out. He says, what's wrong? He says, oh, look at the cake. Somebody steal the cake? Mr. Woodward says, two pieces are... He says, the cake I had for today for the headmaster. And finally, Mr. Woodward looked down and saw some crumbs. He said, just a minute, this won't take long. He began to follow the crumbs. Up the steps, right up past Hugo Barnes's and Horace's door, they heard somebody coming. They opened the door and they saw him go right up to Jackie's door where the crumbs stopped. Mr. Woodward knocked. Come in if your nose is clean. Mr. Woodward opened the door. He says, my nose is clean, so I'm coming in. Oh, good morning, sir. He looked around the room. He says, well, boys, did you have a nice time last night? Jackie looked rather puzzled. He says, we worked, sir. He says, and did you have refreshments? No, sir. He says, well, boys, I won't beat around the bush anymore. Somebody went downstairs, cut two big pieces of cake out of the headmaster's cake that we were saving for his birthday, and the crumbs lead right up to your room. He said, up to our room? He says, look, and he pointed to the crumbs. And as Mr. Woodward came to the door and walked in, he kicked a couple of the crumbs inside, not even knowing that he did so. He said, but we didn't have any cake inside of here. He said, somebody just put them to the door. Mr. Woodward reached down, picked up, he says, they weren't in here. He says, what's these crumbs doing in your room? He says, Skeeter, Jackie, and Mogai, the three of you will have to report to the headmaster for this. He said, there are such things as expelling students from our school. He said, but sir, we didn't. Jack said, Mr. Woodward, we didn't do this. Jackie, the evidence is conclusive. You say that you didn't have cake in here? No, sir. Then how did the crumbs get in here? I don't know, sir. He says, Jackie, stealing a cake is bad. Lying about it is twice as bad. He said, that is all. I want to see you after school tonight in my office. Yes, sir. Mr. Woodward left. Hugo and Horace, who had their heads sticking out the window and heard most of it, were laughing as Mr. Woodward went by. And finally, that morning, when the boys went to breakfast, Hugo and Horace were all smiles. Mr. Woodward was very disgusted with Jackie, Skeeter, and Mogai, and he didn't have too much to say to them. Finally, when breakfast was over, as they began to dismiss, he says, boys, remember, I want to see you tonight. Skeeter and Jackie were very disgusted. Jackie especially, he says, I don't like this place. If they're going to accuse me of doing all these things, he said, I'd just soon pack up and go home. He said, Jackie, he said, let's not be quitters, remember? Yeah, yeah. I guess you're right, Skeeter. He said, but I'm not going to be called a liar and a cheater and everything else. He said, look, he said, Jackie, I know you didn't do it. You know I didn't do it. Mogai didn't do it. Somebody did. Jackie said, yeah, but who? I have an idea. I have a real good idea. He said, well, you better have a good idea when you talk to Mr. Woodward tonight. He said, if we get sent to the headmaster, he said, we'll probably be sent home, expelled. He said, don't worry about a thing. I've got a bright idea. That's what I'm worried about. That evening, after supper, the boys went to Mr. Woodworth. As they were coming down the steps, Hugo Barnes and Horace were going up. Hey, fellas, where are you going? Jackie looked at Hugo. He says, we're going to Mr. Woodworth's office. He says, we're accused of stealing a cake. Oh, naughty boys, naughty boys. He said, I hope he gives you what you deserve. He says, we don't like cheats and thieves around here.
Horace said, yeah, we don't like thieves and cheats around here.
He said, and we're not either one. He said, but I have a good idea who is.
Horace said, well, you?
Hugo looked at him and said, keep quiet, Horace. They started on down the steps. Knocked at the door. Come in. The boys walked in, all three of them. Mr. Woodward looked up, took his glasses off. He says, well, boys, what do you have to say for yourself? Now, if you'll just tell me that you just went down and took the cake and you didn't mean to, he says, I can talk to the headmaster and maybe give you a demerit and let it go at that. Jackie said, I can't do that, sir, because I didn't do anything. I didn't steal it and I didn't lie to you. Mr. Woodward stood up. He said, Jackie, he says, the crumbs were in your room. He says, I don't know how they got there. He said, Mr. Woodward, may I say something, please? He said, well, you better say something fast. He said, I think I know who did it. He says, well, do you have proof? Oh, no, I don't have proof. He said, then you better not accuse. He said, well, I was wondering, could you give me one more evening? He said, like tomorrow or tonight? He says, what for? He said, I have an idea. He said, is there any way that the cook could make another cake and hide it and leave the other one out? He says, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, Mr. Woodward, I think I could catch you a rat. He says, a rat? He said, upstairs in the attic are these great big rat traps. And he said, if they left the cake out, maybe the same boy or boys would see it again and come down again. He said, remember, he said, the criminal comes back to the scene of the crime. Well, and you mean there are big rat traps upstairs? He says, yeah, great big ones. I saw them up there. Oh, and that's the way you catch a rat. He says, yeah. Well, Jackie, I think it's a good idea. He says, all right, I'll see you boys tomorrow then. He says, and I'll see what happens. The boys left. As they started up the hall, Hugo and Horace were looking out and they saw him coming and closed the door. Skeeter said, come on, Mo guy. He said, let's go up in the attic. They went up in the attic. Skeeter found the old trunk and there were these big rat traps in there. He said, I think we need about four of these. So they took the four and took them down to their room. Jackie says, I don't even know what you're doing, Skeeter. He said, look, he said, when it gets dark tonight, he said, the cake's going to be sitting out. He said, I'll go talk to Hugo Barnes again and tell him to make sure that he knows the cake's out there. I see. So that evening, Skeeter went down the hall, knocked at Hugo Barnes' door. Come in. He said, Hugo, he said, I just wanted to tell you that I'm sorry about everything, the cake and everything. He said, that serves you right. He said, well, the cake's still down there, but I'm not going to take any anymore. He said, we got blamed for this, and I'm not going to take any more. He said, but it's down there. He says, well, that serves you right. He says, did he give you a demerit? He said, oh, no. He said, he'd probably expel us. Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad. Skeeter went back to the room. He said, Jackie, I think he took the bait. He said, I think he's going to go down there. He said, just the way he talked. So just after lights out, Skeeter and Jackie and Mogai tiptoed downstairs. They set the traps, and there was the cake, all the way to the cake. And they rushed back upstairs and waited and waited. Finally, Hugo Barnes said, Horace, duh, how would you like some more cake? He says, we ought to give him one more dose. He said, they'll kick him out of school for good. Well, I don't know. He said, well, it worked yesterday. He said, well, it may not work now. Ah, he says, come on. He says, if you don't want to go, I'll go myself. Well, I'll go with you. They had their shoes off so they could tiptoe down. All of a sudden, Skeeter and Jackie were also peeking out the door. Saw him open the door, look up and down the hall, and they saw Hugo and Horace towing down the steps. Jackie and Skeeter and Mogai went to the edge of the railing and looked down, and they could see him disappear into the dining room and then into the kitchen. Skeeter watched. He said, he missed the first trap. And they sneaked down by the railing and all the way down by Mr. Woodward's door. They had told Mr. Woodward that if they hear any screaming, you know what happened. And of course, he slept in the back. He had a room in the back of his office. So the two boys were cutting the cake. Horace was saying, hey, you know, this is very simple. He gave Horace his piece. Hugo took his, and they started back. As they stepped over the first one, both of them, right over it, they walked over the next one, and all of a sudden, Hugo Barnes' big toe came straight down in a trap. He started yelling, oh-hoo-hoo-hoo! And about that time, Hugo stepped in one, and the two of them were jumping up and down on one foot and so forth. Skeeter knocked. He said, Mr. Woodward, we caught some rats. Mr. Woodward came out with his nightshirt on. He said, what's going on? He said, look. Skeeter lit the lamp, and there was Hugo and Horace with a piece of cake in their hands, jumping up and down on one foot, screaming and yelling. Well, I guess we did catch a couple of rats, didn't we? Skeeter looked up and smiled. He said, we sure did. So Mr. Woodward came up to Jackie and Skeeter. He said, well, boys, I guess I owe you an apology. He looked over at Hugo. He said, Hugo and Horace, tomorrow morning, he says, you are to report to the headmaster's house. He said, 7 o'clock sharp, and I'll be there to explain this. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He says, dismissed. They took the traps off their big toes and headed upstairs. Hugo, Horace. Yes, sir. Bring the cake back. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They brought the cake back and put it down. I said, remember, 7 o'clock in the morning, sharp, at the headmaster's house. Yes, sir. They left. He said, I'll pick up the rat traps. I think we caught all the rats. Mr. Woodward looked at Jackie and Skeeter again. He says, all right. He says, I was wrong, and I hope you boys accept my apology. He said, we'll accept it, Mr. Woodward. Jake said, yeah. He says, you didn't know. He said, it was a frame-up. He says, well, after all, when I find crumbs going right into your room, he says, what am I to believe? He said, it's okay. He said, come on, Jackie. He said, and he looked, Mr. Woodward, what's going to happen to Hugo and Horace? Well, I don't know. This is his second demerit. If he gets another one, he says, I don't know. The headmaster may expel them both. He said, gee. I said, I hope not. Jackie looked at him. He says, what do you mean? He said, oh, he said, it'd be kind of lonesome without that big old red-headed guy around. He said, who would I be picking on? You mean, who would he be picking on? He said, so far, I think I'm ahead. Mr. Woodward says, you better be careful. He says, you'll be called to the headmaster's next. Uh-oh. They started up the steps. Skeeter went on up into the attic, took a lantern, and put the things back. And all of a sudden, as he looked around, he saw these big trunks. He opened one of them. There were all kinds of costumes in there. There were swords for play acting. And he began to put these things on. And finally, he heard someone yelling up the steps, Skeeter! He said, yeah, I'm up here, Jackie. What do you want? He said, well, come on down. What are you doing? He said, come here, Jackie. Jackie went on upstairs.